Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton with another week of inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Our preview starts with Juliana Smoke.
Thanks, Rod. Today we're going to find out how one man is using his surfboard to share the good news of Jesus.
I'm John Graham, and everyone knows the hymn Amazing Grace, but the story of its author, John Newton, is now a Broadway show on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we hear about a man whom God called to a unique volunteer ministry as chaplain for his community's law enforcement services.
I'm Myrna Brown. It's his first album in 4 years. John Waller talks about crazy faith and how he went from having 5 to 9 children in 1 year.
Also, a day with Cuban Christian evangelists on our Missionary Moment. So let's get going for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. His two great passions are surfing and sharing the gospel. How does he make them work together? Well, Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke is here with more on the story from Carrie Hunt.
People aren't always how they appear. Take Carrie Hunt, for example, a local Farm Bureau agent in Ludwigsy, Georgia, who's an avid surfer. But he's not just a surfer. This First Baptist Church deacon uses his board, decorated with scripture, as a way to share the gospel. Carrie Hunt joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio to share how the Lord is using his surfboard to share Jesus with others. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now tell our listeners how you took up surfing.
I was, oddly enough, big into paintball. I traveled. We went to several states and whatnot, and my wife would go with me, but she would go off shopping while I was playing paintball. And I just told her that I wanted something that we could both do together, and she told me that she wanted to go to the beach. I was like, the beach? And I kind of threw my hands up in the air, and I said, if you want to go back to the beach, I said, I just don't want to lay around. I said, I guess I'll just have to get a surfboard and learn how to surf, and that's how it all began.
Mm-hmm. And when you began this new hobby, you realized that it opened up a whole new community of people to share Jesus with.
Absolutely. What prompted me was I would see guys with the cross on their surfboard, and the cross, people just kind of look at it and they don't make any comment or anything. And I wanted something that would grab people's attention, stir their interest, and maybe generate conversation and questions. And that's when I came up with putting the writing on the surfboard. I had the surfboard shaper, they call it a shaper, the one that makes the surfboards, put it on professionally. And it says, because of 500 eyewitnesses, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
And I know that you enjoy the waves and the sun, but ultimately you see the Lord having a purpose for your hobby. How have you seen the Lord strike up conversations?
When you watch the movies about surfing, you'll see the people, the surfers, they'll go and look at a spot and say, you know, hey, is this where we want to go surfing? And they'll go and look at another spot, and then they'll go to 2-3 different places, and they'll come back. So there's always somebody hanging out right there, like at the boardwalk or whatever. So as you're coming in and exiting, there's always a group of people there as you would come down to the sand. You know, I don't have to say anything. I just walk by, and people are like, whoa, wait a minute. What does it say? Move your arm so I can read the rest of it. They'll run up to me. They'll give me a thumbs up. And they've asked me, you know, well, what does that mean? Where did you find that? And others have given me encouragement, you know, hey, that's really an effective witness tool, and I appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, hey, way to go. And then I've had people they see the board there, and once they find out that I'm connected to the board, is I'm taking a break and it's sitting up there, they're like, you know, is that your board? And so I've had people ask me to actually pray for them.
Mm. And what has it meant for you to see the Lord take your hobby and use it for His glory?
I just felt compelled that I needed to do that. I give the glory to God because, you know, I've got an old saying that says that the garden hose doesn't make the flowers grow, it's the water that flows through it. Mm. And that's how I just see myself, is that I'm just a tool used by God. I know that when I stand before Jesus, He's going to ask me, what did you do for me? I'm just doing what I can.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to someone who might not surf, but might have another talent or interest, and might not really know how to use it for God's glory?
Any kind of hobby. There's numerous ways that you can reach people. I was a county recreation director for 6 years in addition to my 8-to-5 job. And as I started every season, you know, I prayed over the children and the families and everything that we'd be in a safe environment. As I traveled and played paintball in the various big events where there's 300 or 400 or 500 people there, you know, I always went to the field owner and asked him, you know, hey, before we get started, can I open up in a word of prayer? And prayed in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just have to be available to be used by him.
That is correct. I'm just humbled by the things that he's done through my life.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Cary Hunt. Cary, thank you for joining us today and encouraging us that the Lord wants to use all of our gifts and talents for his glory.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
The coffee shop that changed a church. Discovering the Net Effect by best-selling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power. Fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. You may know the hymn Amazing Grace, but do you know the writer of the song, John Newton? Well, there's a Broadway show depicting his life, and John Graham has the story on today's Culture Connection.
For many years, we've been watching the growth of faith-based entertainment in the film industry, and now that trend seems to be making its way into live theater with a Broadway premiere of the new musical Amazing Grace. The show's executive producer, Carolyn Rossi Copeland, joins us to talk about it. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the show and why you believed in it enough to produce it.
Well, you know, I first heard the score, and I fell in love with the music that the composer wrote. But then when I found out the story was about a man named John Newton, who I knew nothing about, I was mortified and embarrassed, and I said, this is a man whose story the world must know. I mean, he was a slave trader, became a slave, enslaved in Africa, back to England, where he begins the abolitionist movement, has a ministry, and then writes Amazing Grace. It's a life worth a Broadway musical.
Not too many years ago, there was a major motion picture that kind of depicted some of that. How similar is the film to the story? Of course, it's biography, so it's going to have lots of similarities.
Yeah, it's very different, and that's really about Wilbur Wilberforce, who John Newton mentored, who came after John. But John Newton's story is really the most remarkable story of all, because he was the slave trader. He was the wretch that he writes about in his hymn. And then to have a moment on a ship where he prays out to God to save his life, and if he does, he will turn his hands to good, and that man makes a 360 with his life, is really, you know, worthy of the stage. You know,
absolutely.
The musical travels from England to Africa to Barbados, just like John's life, you know. Everyone needs hope, and we're all in search of redemption. You know, we're all wretches in our own ways in our life, and we seek out the hope that this musical brings to us each and every night. The audiences leap to their feet and want to join in with the cast because they identify with the struggles of a man seeking to live a life worthy of God, you know, and I'm hoping that it will really have a planted root on Broadway.
Wow.
It's not happened before, so it's a new experience.
Wow, it sounds so exciting.
Now, it is exciting.
So many of our listeners, it may be a while before they can make their way to Broadway. Do you expect the show to tour or be released for regional theater?
It is definitely our hope to have a tour. Definitely, and eventually, of course, we would love it to be published and available for schools and churches and youth groups to perform. But after Broadway, we would love to have a tour and come around the country with the show.
Yeah. How can Christians pray and support more kind of salt and light entertainment in our world?
Well, it is really about being responsible for the words you put out into the world, you know, and if you really want to be in the entertainment industry, you must choose, and you must choose wisely, and you're responsible for what you're putting, whether you're a writer or a composer or an actor. You know, there are times when one must walk away from opportunities, and then there are times you have to embrace opportunities, and not to be Pollyanna about it, but, you know, think about what you're saying and what you're doing. For us, for me, that's been, you know, my life's work, and I've been in the theater for 33 years and turned down some of the most successful musicals and plays in light of, you know, what are we putting in the world?
Sure.
What are we saying?
And I assume from a consumer end, the best way that we can support more of these kinds of programs and shows and movies and so forth.
Show up.
Buy a ticket.
Yes, please show up. There are all kinds of ways to get tickets to Broadway these days, and there are discounts available all over the internet. And absolutely, we're having amazing church groups showing up. We had a group that drove in from, I think it was Arkansas, our first week, because they were so committed to supporting us, and they brought a busload of people in from Arkansas. I mean, it's amazing. That was really uplifting to us.
That's fantastic. Well, Carolyn, we certainly hope, wish you the greatest success. And
thank you so much.
And more of it. So if you're making your way up to Broadway, or if you just want to support them, how can folks find out more about the production?
AmazingGraceMusical.com.
And
our website will give you everything, AmazingGraceMusical.com.
All right. It's all right there, AmazingGraceMusical.com. And until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you listen to the stories. And we want to hear from you about that and other comments, questions about the program, or maybe even story suggestions that you may have. You can email us stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. By the way, you can join our community online, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. And by the way, we do have a free book offer just for you. All you need to do is go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook to get the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And again, it is free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And a big thanks for listening each week. Well, let's get back to our stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. It's his first album in 4 years. John Waller talks about crazy faith and how he went from having 5 to 9 children in 1 year. You got to hear it.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is a day in the life of Cuban Christian evangelists and the people they are reaching with the gospel. That's on our Missionary Moment. Right now, standing by in the Life with Purpose radio studio is Ron Lawson with a story of volunteer chaplain on patrol.
God has gifted each of us for ministry, and sometimes he leads us to ministries that can make a difference in unique ways. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a man who found God leading him to volunteer as a chaplain for his community's law enforcement services. Let's listen.
I'm so glad to be in the studio today with one of our very fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries, Tony Neal. Tony ministers through the Church Financial Services team with our Georgia Baptist Convention. Tony, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thanks, Dr. White.
For our listeners' information, the Church Financial Services team works with Georgia Baptist churches and associations to help leaders with many administrative areas such as finance, budgeting, insurance, tax matters, and other areas of church administration. Tony, I want to talk with you about an important ministry that you're part of outside of Church Financial Services, but first of all, I think our listeners would like to hear more about what you do for the state convention.
Well, thank you, Dr. White. We like to think of it as we work with our churches to be above reproach in how they handle their finances. First, try to help the churches with the way they handle their finances in a biblical manner, but also we have to make sure that they handle them in a legal manner, because we're called to do that also in the Bible in Romans 13. We go out and we provide training to our individual churches, but we also provide resources online. The churches need those resources to do their training. We can also answer questions We can also come out and meet with the individual pastors or the treasurers to help them understand what their role is in handling the finances of the church or their legal implications with the IRS or such. But also, we help them with understanding the benefits. Recently, the Affordable Care Act has made that a little more painful in this ministry.
Mm-hmm. If people wanted to learn more about this ministry and how you can help their church, they could go online at gabaptist.org and go to Church Financial Services and get information.
Yes, sir.
So I would encourage you folks to do that, and Tony can come alongside and help you a great deal. That work is so very important, and churches need to know how to be strong, I think, in their business functions as a church. But I think it's very important also that we hear a little bit about what you're doing outside of Church Financial Services. Could you tell us about chaplaincy ministry with the Sheriff's Department in Forsyth County?
Well, yes, sir. I was called into this ministry originally a couple of years ago. I felt the Holy Spirit lead me. Actually, the first time reading in the index about 7.1 million lost here in Georgia, and I was at the evangelism conference, and one of the speakers was challenging us to find lostness. And in my role at the convention and also in my role in my home church, I wasn't around enough lost people, and I was praying about how could we find lost people. In that, I met with Mark Merritt and Ricky Thrasher, and both of them had served as chaplains, and the Holy Spirit kind of led me to ask them questions about that. And just so happens, one of the church planters that I had been working with helping in finances, his son was a deputy, and a deputy moved in next door to me. And things started rolling, and they put my name in with the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office, and the chaplaincy opened up.
Excellent.
As I was sworn in, the sheriff said, I want you to be a chaplain with the deputies, but I want you also to help in the community. So it's a role that we actually serve dually, and we serve the people as when they lose someone, we go out and make death notifications, but we also help with the deputies and the first responders and what they've dealt with in that. And then on a regular basis, we go around to the offices or do ride-arounds with deputies and other things and see what they have going on in their personal lives, if they have needs. That's really the call that we're in, and we're all volunteers. So we do that in the evenings or on days off or on Saturdays or things that we have time.
Forsyth is a strong county in Georgia. It's really growing rapidly, and I know there are a lot of challenges there. You talked about ministering among the deputies and their families and being there for them when they have stress. I know there's not any group of people probably that need a chaplain around them to support them and encourage them and pray with them than law enforcement officers. I know you can't get into details of identity, but is there a particular person that you're able to help or some event that you remember in particular from your chaplaincy that you could share with us?
There's many that stick out, but one in particular had to do with an employee that had a death in their family. In that situation, it was an in-law. And so as I came in, I found out that the employee's in-law had passed and was able to go and minister to the family at that time. But also, as I followed up, found out new life had come into that family. The person who had lost a loved one came to know the Lord.
Wow.
And they saw in the darkest hour that there was a chance for them to come to know the Lord when they thought that this person would never give that an opportunity when they had lost that loved one, that they never really thought that they would ever give the Lord a chance at that moment, in that time, in that life. It was just a blessing to get to come back and see that staff member. And she came up and hugged me and told me about the newness in life that had happened in that family member's life, their child's life.
That's wonderful. Tony, I appreciate so much your ministry among first responders, and in particular the Sheriff's Department with Forsyth County and what you're doing there. And thank you for helping our churches to do a great job in church financial service work and ministry and budgeting and tax issues and all of those things that churches have to deal with. Thank you for serving the Lord faithfully, Tony, and thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you.
For more information on chaplaincy ministry opportunities, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Christian artist John Waller is writing for another movie. His song Crazy Faith is part of the new movie War Room. If we get the story and more from Myrna Brown, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh God, did I hear you? You really want me to walk up to that mountain? Tell it just to move, this is crazy, yeah.
With his first new album in 4 years, singer-songwriter John Waller joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure to join you. I'm glad to have something to talk about in regards to music.
Well, now, you're calling it crazy faith. Crazy faith. What does that look like?
Oh, gosh. Well, I tell you, we went from 5 to 9 kids in 1 year, and that's a crazy faith story, and that's kind of where the song came from, and that's kind of where our life went to living by faith to living by crazy faith.
Tell me a little bit more. How do you go?
Oh, absolutely. I knew you would ask.
Yeah.
It's definitely a long story, but I'll give you the radio version.
Okay.
We just had our 5th child. My wife really felt a prompting to pursue adoption. That's something that I'd always wanted to do. And so together we started looking at the possibilities of adopting a little girl. We prayed and we actually fasted for 7 days. God gave me the name of the little girl that we are to adopt, and her name was Anna. And so a few days after I had that dream, we found Anna through a hosting program called Project 143, where you can host an orphan from Eastern Europe. But we found out that she had a brother that came with her as a package deal, and that scared us. Mm-hmm. But we decided to host them, bring them to the United States, be in our home for a summer. And we did that, fell in love with the kids. At the end of the summer, we sent them back to Ukraine, where they were from, but we started pursuing adoption of these two kids. When we finished our paperwork and we've got a travel date, we found out at the last minute they had a sister who was 12 years old. And we ultimately ended up adopting all three of them. And then the surprise was the day before we left to go to Ukraine, we found out we were expecting a baby. So that is the short version of the story.
Wow, what a story. I love it.
Kept saying over and over again that you know, this is crazy. Are we crazy? Or those words kept coming up. God's calling us to something here, and it looks crazy to everyone else.
Right.
But really, it's just faith.
Crazy Faith is the title of the project, but it is also the title of one of the songs. And when people go to see the 5th film from Alex and Stephen Kendrick, they're going to hear this song, Crazy Faith, right?
Yes. War Room comes out August 28th. Crazy Faith is a song that's being featured in the movie, so a lot of people are going to hear the song. Last song I had in one of their movies was Fireproof. I had a song called While I'm Waiting.
While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting, I will worship. While I'm waiting, I will not fail. I'll be running the race, even while
it's a little song.
I'm so thankful for those guys and for the song While I'm Waiting. But it's really cool to have another song, the different message.
This is the second, third time that you have collaborated with the Kendrick brothers. For instance, the song Crazy Faith, did you write it first and then they said, we want to use it? Or did they come to you and say, you know, we're looking for this type of song, and then you wrote it? How did this work?
In all three cases, I wrote the song. I did not write it for their movies.
Mm-hmm.
It was a song that came from my experience and from what the Lord was doing. And when they heard the song, in this instance, Crazy Faith, the first time they heard it was before they even started writing their script. But they said, we love the song. If there's a way we can use the song, we think it would really fit well in a movie. You know, ultimately, it did fit.
We should let our listeners in on something. You're actually driving from vacation, and it's quiet. So you called me just a few minutes early just because it was quiet.
Yeah. I have all 9 kids in this van. 15-passenger van, one of those big ones.
Yeah.
And it's a miracle in itself that it is quiet enough for me to do an interview.
Did you have a great vacation?
We sure did. Plenty of rest and sun and feel refreshed.
Well, how delighted we are to be on the tail end of that vacation, having you on Life with Purpose Radio, John Waller.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
Please drive safely.
Absolutely. God bless you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, God bless you. I'm Myrna Brown.
All my dreams, you're asking me to leave.
Today's Mystery Moment takes us to Cuba here on Life with Purpose Radio.
The Cuban people have gone through 50 years of tough training. A training where you have gone hungry. A Cuban knows what it's like to live with a glass of sugar water and a piece of bread. If we have to ride a bicycle, we ride a bicycle. If we have to ride a horse, we ride a horse. If we have to walk, we walk.
Despite 50 years of oppression, Cuban Christians have a determined zeal to evangelize. This calling unites the various congregations to see the gospel preached where there are no churches.
They leave in the morning at practically 6 o'clock. They travel for 3 hours to their destination. They spend 7 or 8 hours on the field, then drive back 3 hours to get home. It's a very tough work day.
Through prayer, discipleship, and hard work, these evangelists see results. Recent years have seen explosive growth in the number of new believers on the island. Home churches abound, and traditional churches are filled to capacity. Coupled with newfound government freedoms, this response has prepared the Cuban church to share these methods with the rest of the world.
In the Great Commission, Christ commanded us not only go to Jerusalem, but also to the ends of the earth. And we believe it's God's time for Cuba. Not only here, but also to send missionaries to other nations. We want to win the world for Christ, and we believe that we can be a part of, and are a part of, what the Lord wants to do with the world.
After years of isolation and restrictions, the Cuban church does not want these opportunities to go to waste. Their sharpened resolve to obey the Great Commission is an inspiration to us all. We co-labor in this one sacred effort, shining a light throughout the world.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, surfboard ministry, Amazing Grace Musical, volunteer police chaplain, John Waller, and IMB Cuban Christians. Well, we hope to see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the cooperative program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.